This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But turning our attention this morning to some other local stories, the government appears to be on a collision course with the Malaysian Aviation Commission and is causing some uncertainty for Malaysia Airports Holdings Berhad. So first, the ministry is looking for other alternative models to develop the airports, which could leave 3 years' worth of hard work in developing the regulatory asset-based framework back to square one. And apparently, second, the government is considering restructuring the aviation sector's regulatory bodies.
Yeah, which of course at present comprises MAVCOM and the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. And this could mean consolidation of the future development of airports. And the Transport Ministry, Anthony Look, had made an announcement to cut passenger service charges from $73 to $50, seen as a slap to MAVCOM since they were the ones who introduced the charges. And of course, Malaysia Airports has been through a maelstrom of headwinds this past few days.
So to get some insights into all of this, we have on the line with us this morning Khair Mirza, Director of Airport Investor Resource at Modalis Infrastructure Partners, Inc. Thank you for joining us, Khair. Now, the much-anticipated RAB framework was due to kick in from January 2020, but there is now the possibility that this may not be the case. Now, what would this mean for Malaysian Airports Holdings Berhad?
Good morning, everyone. I think in the short term, it would be ideal if MAHB approaches its development needs with a proactive approach. And this means that ensuring that any and all expansion plans are made holistically to ensure commercial viability instead of being ensnared in a maze of technical and finance bureaucrats only, as we've now hearing. So otherwise, it means that, you know, if MHB version 2019 continues as it has done for the last 9 months, then it will simply be a prolongation of stasis, I would say, in part because maybe the shareholder, the main shareholder, classifies MHB as a dividend-returning stock rather than an infrastructure provider that has to grow together with the nation's economic needs.
So assuming that this is the case in terms of where the framework was, what other framework options, Karen, does the government have to do to manage the airports in this country?
I think we have to understand that even for the RAB framework, a major issue is that vertically integrated infrastructure companies that were privatized as bundled entities, now that if governments or regulators wish to separate networks from services or introduce upstream or downstream competition, unbundling it becomes, if you will, a problem. So that's something which the RAB framework's limitation is. So if you look at even the granddaddy of the RAB framework in the UK, Heathrow continues to be strictly policed by the CAA, their regulator. However, the more progressive-minded approach to London Gatwick is an eye-opener. So London Gatwick is actually pushing more and more towards a CPI minus X framework, which is what Malaysia Airports already has. Airports in Australia, New Zealand, Portugal, France, Spain, Turkey, and this list can go on and all, actually fall into the CPI minus X category. So I think on the one hand, new airport operators in general prefer an RAB framework for greenfield development, maybe somewhere like Kulim. However, for existing airports, I think the more progressive airports actually gravitate towards the CPI minus X framework now.
And Khair, why do you think the government is having second thoughts on the RAB framework when it actually has been an initiative of MAVCOM, the statutory independent regulator, for the last 3 years? Are we perhaps seeing a restructuring of the entire aviation sector in Malaysia then?
I think, broadly, right, I think we should think of this in two main things working against the airports industry at the moment. Number one, you have gradual hollowing out of the industry knowledge and intellectual capital in the airports industry. And by this, I mean not just at the airport operator, but even at the MOT ranks, at MAVCOM from establishment, and even at the MHB's shareholder level. So there's been speculation, very heavy speculation, I would say, that the business lobby has advanced the theory that multiple operators are required in Malaysia. So at the same time, I think to a certain extent, there is a preponderance of, rehashed ideas in both the airport operator and its shareholder that has manifested itself in the ballooning of airport development requirements. So if you think of it, some circles have actually simplified this situation as selling the airport operator to sell its golden goose in Istanbul, Turkey, because it has no cap on those returns, so it's very highly valued, and then bring back those profits to expand airports in Malaysia, regardless of commercial viability. So I'm not sure whether this is actually the right way for the industry to move forward in, and I think, therefore, the government should have some second thoughts as to how the RAB framework is implemented or approached.
Thank you very much, Khair. And that was Khair Mirza, Director of Airport Investor Resource at Modalis Infrastructure Partners, Inc. I think there's also some concern that just the delay in this framework might actually cost the tourism sector, right? Because airports are surely not going to be willing to spend really on any kind of significant capex until there is some clarity.
Yeah, I mean Malaysia airports, right? Apart from these externalities as well, there's also the issue of their systems going down some weeks ago, and they also suffered there as well. What Khair said actually in terms of where the government and how the government mm-hmm. views Malaysia airports is interesting, because how it's classified in the asset books is that it's a dividend stock as opposed to an infrastructure provider. Infrastructure providers need capital, right? And dividend stocks are seen to be quite stable and quite safe as it is, not needing too much money in terms of infusion. So that also is a difficult position for Raja Azmi, the chief executive, at this point in time. It's all very turbulent, no pun intended, for Malaysia Airports at this point in time.
Well, it's clearly affected their share price, because if you look at it from a one-month basis, right, the share price is down to 8.13 as of last Friday. It's down almost 7%, just on the back of all this uncertainty.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.